You never let your husband see you worry because that can get him killed. City on a Hill, episodes 5 and 6. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey guys, happy Sunday. It's Sunday, so you know what that means. It is City on a Hill. I am your girl, Nakia Monet. It's been a while. Hi. It's been a few weeks. I have not been here, but my other crew have been holding it down. I am here solo dolo all by myself. I am the only child. Oh, I know, right? I'm the only child, so I'm used to being by myself. So hopefully I can do this justice for you guys. We're going to touch on a little bit of episode 5, which was last week, and then we're going to really talk about episode 6. It's Hard to Be a Saint. Wow, we're already 6 episodes in. What an amazing show on City on a Hill. As a Boston girl, I really love it. It's really nostalgic. It's been amazing. We're trying our hardest to get some guests up in here. I also have a special segment for you guys a little bit later. So we'll be doing that. So let's get into it. I started the show off with one of my favorite quotes. It was, "You never let your husband see the worry because that can possibly get him killed." Love that quote. That was from, thank you, Frankie's mom. So, let's just touch base on episode 5 a little bit. So when we come into episode 5, we see that Jimmy is still working with Jackie, the FBI, which is a little shady because Jimmy is Frankie's brother. And if we know, Frankie and his guys have pulled off this amazing scheme where they've stole all this money. But unfortunately, there were some guards that were killed. And that's kind of where we've been going with these two episodes in the whole season, was trying to figure out who killed these guys, where did these guns come from, and what's happening. And weirdly, Jimmy's working with the feds, and it's weird because Jimmy's whole thing is, "I'm doing this for my kids, I'm doing this for my family to feed my family," but when you look at it, he's kind of stabbing his other family in the back, being his brother, his mom, and dad, who we meet a little bit later in episode 6, and his niece. So that's a little worrisome, and I think his brother Frankie should be a little bit worried. Also, in episode 5, we see that Jackie kind of has this one-on-one with his informant, who's played by the one and only Rory Culkin. I was trying to figure out which Culkin this was, because if you guys are nostalgic and you know Macaulay Culkin, famous actor from the 90s, anything that Macaulay did, his brothers would do. So Karen and Rory, they were all in movies. So Rory was in The Good Son, and he was on all these other good movies. So Rory is the one, he's the one Macaulkin who's in this. So we see that him and Jackie have like this face-off, this one-on-one, where Jackie's like, "Bruh, I need you to tell me where you got these guns from," because, you know, Rory's now hiding. He's in Roxbury, and Rory's a little scared. He's like, "Is that all my loyalty gives you? I tell you this information and you don't help me out." Kind of like an, you know, an eye for an eye. So we kind of see them go back and forth with each other, which I think is pretty interesting. And Jackie's wife, Jenny, we also see in episode 5, is kind of living her best life. She started this brand new school and teaching job where she wants to be a teacher because she's taking psychology, and she's kind of living her life because we see that Jackie's living his best life, and we'll touch on that in episode 6. Pretty much as he's cheating on his wife. Frankie's daughter, unfortunately, Jimmy is not the only one who will be kind of telling on Frankie. It's like you can't get away with anything. Frankie's daughter, who's been having these horrible nightmares because she's obviously witnessed this murder, but because Kick is a little girl, she doesn't know what's going on. So she's been talking to her school counselor, and she's been talking about dead bodies and drawings. And it's one of those things where I think the counselor may be onto something, but she doesn't understand because she's only, what, 10 years old. So obviously she witnessed this murder from the past, and she's been talking about that. Also in episode 5, Pastor Fields has been in a lot of trouble because he's been accused of sexually assaulting and harassing women in the church, and he's a pastor, so it makes it kind of hard because he is the head of the coalition and Siobhan works for the coalition, and being that Siobhan is a lawyer, she might have to be the person to take Pastor Fields down, so that's a little tricky. And also in episode 5, we meet a very feisty reporter, Miss Michaela, who has been going on her way to kind of take Jackie down. She wants to figure out what it is about Jackie. Where did he get these informants, and why is his informants always showing up dead or missing? So she's kind of been on a hunch, and she's been going after everybody. She actually met up with the informant who plays by Rory Culkin, and she met with DeCourcy and everyone else. So she's been kind of on everyone's heels. So I think it's really interesting to have another female character in there. So episode 5 is a little bit of doozy because we're figuring out, I feel like episode 5, you're getting these little seeds that's planted that kind of takes you into episode 6. But before we go into episode 6, I would just like to share a message with you guys. I would first of all like to say thank you guys for being with us. We really do appreciate you. Also want to thank you guys for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk. If you guys are watching us on YouTube today, well, watching me because I'm by myself. Hi. If you guys are watching on YouTube today, make sure you guys subscribe to everything AfterBuzz TV. And if you guys are on there, make sure you guys give us a thumbs up. You can leave us comments and we'll make sure to shout you guys out. But don't be nervous because we have more shows for you guys. This, I believe, is a drama. So we have other dramas on there, but we also have reality TV. We have documentaries. We have Netflix and all that good stuff. So make sure you guys check that out on all of our AfterBuzz TV channels. We also have red carpets and all that jazz. We are also now featured on Spotify, SoundCloud, and iTunes. So make sure you guys check that out. And again, we would like to thank you guys for being helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk. Thank you. And thanks for showing us so much love. And I remember the first show that I did with you guys. Thank you guys for being in the comments, my fellow Bostonians. We appreciate you. Maybe we can talk more about Boston. And if you're not from Boston, thank you for watching the show. We really do appreciate you because, of course, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, this is their show. They're executive producers and they're from Boston. So it's cool to see the Boston people there. Let's get into episode 6. So, as I said, Bostonians. Yes. I think our new AfterBuzz name is Bostonians. Like Bostonians. We're Bostonians. So thank you guys. Appreciate you. Episode 6, as I said, episode 5 kind of leaves these little seeds for us for episode 6 because they get a bigger picture. So everything I talked about for episode 5, it leads into episode 6. So episode 6, we finally figure out someone does a little bit talking and we get those streets from Heath Street. For those who don't know, Heath Street is a street in Boston and there's also the Heath Street Projects today. But in the show, the Heath Street gang, because remember, DeCourcy and Jackie were trying to figure out where these black guys from Roxbury, where they got these guns, and they knew that, you know, an AK-47 didn't come from Roxbury. And that's been something that everyone's been talking about since the beginning of time, since NWA. Like, we're not bringing the drugs and the guns into the neighborhood. Someone's bringing them in, and we figure out who's been bringing the AK-47s in. One of the guys was questioning DeCourcy, kind of used his whole, you know, I know your mom. We went to church together, and he figures out who bought the gun in, and we figure out that it's Mr. Heath from the bar in Revere. Shout out to Revere and Revere Beach. Shout out to all you guys in Boston. So those guys were questioned. Also with our guy, Frankie. Frankie is very nervous because a lot of things is happening. I feel like Frankie's going to have a really bad anxiety attack. So not only is Frankie's brother, Jimmy, ratting on him, he has no idea. Frankie's run out of money. The hot water's off in that house. The kids can't take a bath. He can't really feed his family. Frankie's mother is now in the hospital with diabetes. Her feet might get cut off. And shout out to Kathy Morty, who plays his mother. If you are a 90s nostalgic fan, you know that she's from the great movie Casper, and she plays a very, very mean person in Casper, the friendly ghost from 1995. But she plays Frankie's mom, so she may have to have her feet amputated because of diabetes. Frankie is also nervous because he realized is that they got Hook, the guy from the bar. So everything is just coming down on him right now, and he can't figure out what's happening. He doesn't know that his brother's ratting on him right now. But I feel like he's picking up some things because he notices that his brother's a little bit too nervous. So Frankie's just going through a lot. They have no hot water and can't feed the kids. And at first, I'm like, they did all these money heists, but they have no money. That's why doing bad things doesn't help. Like, what's the point of doing bad things if you don't have any damn money? Unfortunately, someone else going through bad things is Jackie. Jackie is always going through something. Jackie's girlfriend, who he's been having an affair with, he's been cheating on poor Jenny. She comes knocking on the door and she says that she is pregnant. Now, if you guys remember, Jenny's mom caught on to Jackie cheating and, you know, informed Jenny. So the girlfriend comes to the house. Jenny kicks him out. But As Jenny is trying to get her life together, unfortunately, she's trying to go to school, be a psychologist. Her husband is cheating on her. She doesn't know what to do. Her young 16-year-old daughter, Benedette, a.k.a. Benny, is gone missing. And that must be tough, trying to be a mom. And, you know, I like what she says to her. She's like, look, I've been nothing but a good mother to you. You've been kind of, like, shitting on me, you and your dad. I don't know what else to do. So I felt bad for her in that moment. She just wants to go to school and get her degree and be a teacher and live her best life. So she does not have to depend on her cheating ass husband. That sucks. Jackie. Let's see what we have here. Michaela, the reporter that I told you guys about in episode five, she has been creeping around in episode six. So not only is she touching bases with the informant, who was played by Rory Culkin in this, she's talking to DeCourcy, she's talking to the sergeant, she's talking to, I forgot the young lady's name, who is a part of their team, and everyone's just getting frustrated. And like she told the sergeant, my goal is to get Jackie. She wants to send him up to Walpole. She wants to make sure that he goes down because she feels like something dirty is going on, because she doesn't understand why this informant was able to walk after he allegedly shot a cop. So I think that's interesting. And I'll get my predictions a little bit later and to figure out like what she's doing and why she's there and how long she's there for. The whole situation with Reverend Fields and Siobhan. Reverend Fields has been a naughty, naughty boy, and allegedly he has been accused of sexually harassing and assaulting women. And the coalition is coming together. And I thought it was really dope, the speech that Siobhan gave to the coalition, where, you know, they're talking to Siobhan and they're like, you know, if this makes headlines, the coalition will go away. And I'm like, but he's been charged of sexually assaulting young women. And I like what she says to them. Like, listen, this is sexist. This is a sexist church. The only time women are involved is for a bake sale in Sunday school. We need to take him down, and we need to take him down now. But Reverend Fields isn't going down without a fight, because he approaches DeCourcy and punches him in the face. So I think that makes him really guilty. He claims that everyone's lying. But I feel like if you're innocent and you claim you're so innocent, why are you going around punching people in the face if you're so innocent? So I'm interested to see what happens with Reverend Fields. And I love that Reverend Fields, the actor that plays Reverend Fields, I forgot his name, but he plays cops in really good shows like The Wire and The Corner. So it's interesting to see him as this reverend. So I'm really excited about that. Jackie, say what you want about Jackie, Kevin Bacon's character. He's shady AF, but he knows how to get the job done. So Jackie is trying to figure out, the whole team's trying to figure out where the hell these AK-47s are coming from. So remember I told you the Heat Street gang, the black guys, they had these guns, but the team figure out like they're not the ones who put the guns in. It had to be someone else. So they arrest Hook from Revere Beach, and Jackie figures out that Hook's brother was in Vietnam. So what does Jackie do? Jackie kind of goes undercover. He kicks the shit with his brother. They're drinking and having drinks, and he learns that his brother, his real name is Dean Winters. And Dean Winters is a really interesting actor because he's played in a lot of interesting comedies, which I love. He's been on Law & Order. He's played the detective on Law & Order. He plays Brian Cassidy, which is pretty cool. He's been on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Rough Night, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. So he's like a comedic actor, but I know him best from Law & Order. And speaking about Law & Order, which I thought was dope, we had the detective from Law & Order, not SUV or SVU, sorry. I say SUV because my mom says it. SVU, Special Victims Unit. We had the lead detective from Criminal Intent. She's in episode five and she plays Sue. She plays Jenny's friend. So I love seeing like people from like The Wire and Law and Order, and people are popping up, and Oz. We will see somebody from Oz as well. I'll let you guys figure that out. I won't tell you who it is. So I love seeing people from these shows, and they're now popping up on City on a Hill. So that is very interesting. So Dean Winters, Hook's brother, he kind of drunkenly tells them, I brought him back from Vietnam, which is interesting because people, like I said, NWA have been saying for the longest, these guns have been coming from somebody, and we figure it out. Let's see. So this is what I found pretty interesting, because I feel like episode six kind of took me for a twist and turn and like through a loop. So episode five, Rory Culkin's character, the informant, he's having this one-on-one with Jackie, and he says to him, listen, this is all my loyalty get to you. Like, if I tell you what it is, I'm going to end up dead if I tell you where these guns come from. And Jackie pretty much tells him, like, I don't care. Like, I need to know. I don't care about you. I really don't care if you end up dead. He gives him the fake drugs. Well, in episode six, Rory Culkin's character kind of takes Jackie by surprise. He doesn't know this yet, but Benny, young Benny, 16-year-old Jackie's daughter, has gone missing, and we see that she is hanging out with Rory Culkin's character and they're shooting up heroin together. Unfortunately, after she shoots up the heroin, she passes out and we see that these guys walk into the room. So that we presume that she's raped. We see that she's beaten badly. So I don't know if that was a message to Jackie from the informant. And you guys tell me what you think. It's really, really, it's shady where this guy kind of smartens up and he says to himself, listen, I got to take control of this myself and Jackie's not going to punk me. And unfortunately, young Benny had to be the victim. And that's sad because Jenny, her mom, has just been trying to figure things out for her. And so has Jackie. And Jenny tells Jackie, like, look, you can come back to the house, but you cannot sleep with me. So I feel like it's an interesting twist and turn for this family. It's been a lot of twists and turns, episode 5 and 6, with Siobhan trying to take down Reverend Fields, with this reporter Michaela trying to take down Jackie, and with Jackie and his crew trying to figure out who killed these guards. And at the end, you know, Jimmy has been trying to get his brother to steal more money. And we don't know if he's doing that because he's trying to get his brother caught, because again, he's an informant now. He's a rat, quote unquote, as they said. So he's trying to get his brother to steal more money. And his brother has been faced with so much anxiety being that his mom has to get her feet cut off. Frankie says, F it, let's get some guns and let's rob some people. So I'm interested to see what's going to happen. So that's pretty much the roundup of episode 5 and episode 6. I really enjoyed both episodes, but I think I enjoyed episode 6 more because to see the informant, Rory Culkin's character, kind of not smart enough because it's not a good thing what he did, but to figure out who Benny was, Jackie's daughter, and to kind of send a message to Jackie. But we all know Jackie is very ruthless and this is his kid that you're messing with. So I'm really interested to see what's going to happen with that, because I just know that he's not going to play fair and he's not going to be pretty about it. And we know Jackie's ruthless. So shout out to Kevin Bacon. All right, let's get into our special segment.
How do you like them apples?
Yes. That's a Boston drop that we've figured out because Boston people kind of say, shout out to Ryan, my engineer, my producer, helping me out. But that's a Bostonian thing. I said, kid, how you doing, kid? But how about them apples? How do you like those apples? This special segment, we've been kind of doing like movies and Boston movies and Kevin Bacon movies and Ben Affleck movies. So this special segment, I'm going to do the 10 wicked best Boston movies. So you guys let me know if you've seen any of these movies. Of course, I'm a Boston girl, so I'm a little bit biased. So we're going to do the first movie is called The Departed in my Boston accent. If you haven't seen The Departed, you're sleeping. So, The Departed was directed by Martin Scorsese, Brad Pitt, Matt Damon, Leonardo DiCaprio, Mark Wahlberg, and Jack Nicholson. That is a very good movie. They've been talking about The Departed 2 for such a long time, and now here's a break. Here's like a, what's it called? A spoiler. Everyone's dead, pretty much. But I heard that The Departed 2 is supposed to be a prequel to The Departed. So I'm really interested in that. I pray that Martin Scorsese does it because that would be pretty cool. And that's a really interesting movie. Fever Pitch. Yes. If you are a Red Sox fan, this is a really great rom-com starring Jimmy Fallon and our girl, Drew Barrymore. I love her so much. Though I grew up in Boston, I am from New York, so I'm a Yankees fan. But shout out to the Red Sox. The Fighter, starring Mark Wahlberg. I haven't seen that one, so I really want to see it. Christian Bale's also on that, and Melissa Leo. Gone, Baby Gone. I know we all seen this one with Ben Affleck. I feel like every Boston movie has Ben Affleck or Matt Damon in it. If it's not, are they really from Boston?
Casey Affleck.
Casey Affleck's in this, but Ben Affleck
directed it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yay.
I'm psyched.
The Affleck brothers are in this building, and Casey Affleck is also in this. I feel like if you're not an Affleck, a Wahlberg, or a Damon, are we really from Boston? Or New Edition. Shout out to New Edition. Good Will Hunting, starring Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. And this is when we were first introduced to the two Bostonians, and they've been doing their thing ever since. And also Robin Williams, and rest in peace, because I believe today is his birthday. We have Manchester by the Sea with young Casey Affleck. Another Affleck, I told you guys. Mystic River, starring our guy, Kevin Bacon, who is in City in a Hill. In Mystic River, I grew up in Chelsea, and we had something called the Mystic Mall. So I don't think the Mystic Mall even exists anymore. It was right by where Demoulas is right now. So shout out to them. Sean Penn's also in Mystic River. Spotlight, really great movie. If you guys have not seen this, this is the movie about the Boston Globe, where they exposed the priest for raping all of the kids that they did in Boston. So the really, really good movie. It's about the Catholic Church and exposing them. The Town, good movie. Of course, Ben Affleck. And The Verdict, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. I feel like every movie I just named, again, if you're not an Affleck, a Damon, a Wahlberg, or anybody in New Edition, are you really from Boston? You're not. Also, I want to let you guys know, if you guys don't know this. So City on a Hill, we covered episode 5 and 6. If you guys don't know, episode 7, which is next week and I'm going to cover, it's called There Are No Fucking Socks. I feel like I can say this because this is a Showtime show. Can I say it, Ryan?
I mean, you already said it.
Said it already.
I would try not to.
There are no effing sides. So that is the next episode that's coming on next Sunday, July 28th. And that is directed by the one and only Kara Sedgwick. Yes, if you don't know who Kara Sedgwick is, she is an actress, a director, a producer, and the wife of the one and only Kevin Bacon. So I cannot wait to see this. Kevin Bacon and Kara Sedgwick have been married for, I believe, over 20 years. So I love their relationship, and I love that she is directing the next episode of City on a Hill. Yes, let's get into some predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Yes, I don't know if this is a prediction, but what I would love to see, I would love to see Benny wake up and tell her dad, Jackie, what really happened. And I would love for Jackie to go after Rory Culkin's character, the informant, because he's done for. It's a wrap. This poor girl was beat. She was raped. She was drugged. She wasn't drugged. She did the drug, but the raping and the beating, I'm ready for Jackie to kill this guy. And I would love for to see Pastor Fields be taken down for sexually assaulting the girls in the church. And I would love to see Siobhan take him down. I'm interested to see this reporter, Michaela. She is not playing any games. She's trying to take down Jackie. So I'm interested to see that. So that would be my predictions. If you guys are in the comments, let me know what you guys think and feel and what would you guys like to see. This was episode 6 and there are 10 episodes, I believe. So we now have 4 more episodes left. So I'm interested to see if they're going to figure out who killed these guards and if they're going to find their bodies, because I don't think they found their bodies yet. Okay, City on a Hill fans, that is it for me. You can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. Make sure you guys like and subscribe to everything AfterBuzz TV. Give us a thumbs up or 5 stars if you're listening to us on iTunes. I will see you guys back next Sunday with more City on a Hill. Guys, have a great weekend. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.